Don was on a ghost hunt at a haunted LA Fitness, where Brad was doing CrossFit all alone. His squats opened a wormhole, and that's what led them here. The trap inside a magic studio. The adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Bradley and Dawn.
A Mike Ganger production.
Welcome to the show, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, right here on My Talk 107.1. We hope, if you're in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, that you're okay from the snowstorm.
Oh, yes. Have we marked ourselves safe in the tooth that we should? We shouldn't make too much fun because the big ass second half of this storm fest is allegedly, supposedly, although I don't know, call me cynical, is going to happen on Sunday through, I think, like Tuesday.
Okay.
Isn't it, Mike? You're the weather guy on the show.
Yeah, Sunday it's going to begin. And they are kind of spreading this out a little bit more from Sunday into Monday. And then, yeah, like you said, some maybe freezing rain even on Tuesday.
Didn't you say we were going to get to 60?
No.
Dawn, you lied.
What? When did
I say
that?
You said that earlier this week that eventually it's going
to
be 60.
Well, I just mean in general, it has been 60. So it'll eventually go back to 60. I'm trying to be positive.
But not next week.
Depending where the band of it lands, we're talking anywhere between 6 to 12 additional inches. And just to let you know, no, we're much closer to 20s again before we're going to get to 60s.
Stop it, Michael!
Wednesday of next week, it drops into the 20s.
27.
Michael S. Ganger.
I'm just reading what
What's your middle initial?
J.
Oh. Oh, I should remember that. Because I'm a J. All right. Mm-hmm. Michael J. Ganger.
What's your J?
Jehoshaphat.
Jehoshaphat.
Joseph.
Joseph and James.
Yep.
That's Father sweet. Of Christ. Stepdad, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Surrogate dad. I don't know what you call him.
Stepdad. I mean, really.
Daddy.
No, don't Jesus. Say daddy. Don't say daddy. Right.
No. Sorry about that. So, Michael.
Yes.
What did you say? James?
James.
And Dawn.
You can do it.
Bethany?
No.
What is it? Dawn?
It's 10 letters.
Elizabeth?
No. It's Dawn. A B. Starts with a B.
Oh, it does start with a B.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Behemoth.
That's it. You guessed it.
Mike, 10-letter B word.
Beatrice.
Oh, that's a good guess.
It's a Catholic name, but it's not Beatrice.
Beelzebub. That's a Catholic B.
Oh, gosh.
Brittany?
No.
Oh.
Don't Saint. Tell us. Beatrice. No, you said no. Saint Bastini. Mike?
I can't come Saint. Up with it.
Saint.
There's a connection with Elizabeth Reese. I'll say that. No? Still nothing?
That doesn't do anything for me. Elizabeth? Brit Bress.
Bress?
I'm just trying to think of B names. Beatius. Benjamin?
No, I'm not a nun that takes on a man's name.
Saint Bernard.
Very close. I thought you were going to say it.
Bernice?
Huh?
Bernadette. Sorry, Bernadette.
Oh, Dawn Bernadette.
Yeah.
That actually rose off the tongue. I was going to say, Dawn would be a hard one to connect to, you know, like Dawn something.
Yeah.
Dawn
Bernadette.
Oh, yeah. That rolls
My
off
mom's
the tongue.
Middle name is also Bernadette. Oh. Very Catholic.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dawn, burn it all down, McLean.
Yeah, that's right.
Michael, Jesse James, Ganger.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Nice.
And Bradley, Daddy Christ, Joseph, and Trainer. Or Christ Daddy.
Daddy, Christ Son, and the Daddy. Holy Spirit.
Daddy, Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's really gotten weird.
It's fun.
On a Friday. This is what 2 inches of snow will do to people.
That's right.
After a whole ass winter of nothing.
That's right.
But we should actually close the loophole on something, Dawn.
Yeah.
that we failed to inform our listeners of. And frankly, I am disappointed in the listening audience of The Adventures of Radley and Dawn. I'm also disappointed in the listeners of a show that comes after ours. What was it called again?
Lindsay and
Jessica.
Yes.
Yeah. No, it's Lori and Julia. The listeners of Lori and Julia. You guys, we filled in almost a month ago for Lori and Julie because they won something. They win everything. So
pickleball.
Okay. We had to fill in for them on pickleball. During that show, that 3 hours of content that listeners got to hear. Now, I assume many of you who listen to this show also listen to Lori and Julia and vice versa. And so you were excited to hear us in that 3 hour time slot. And one of the things that we were able to do was arrange an interview.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
An interview with someone who went by the name of
Steve King.
Okay.
Stephen King. Yeah.
Now, we talked to that person for an entire segment. Not one listener. Mike, you were already gone for this interview, right?
I was gone, yeah.
Yeah, it was Leah, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you for the service you provided for doing blind items for the first hour.
That was a long day for him.
It was a long day for Mike. We talked to a guy named Stephen King, an author, who went on and on, and we had such a scintillating conversation.
Although
at one point he did get testy with me. Because I asked him about some metaphors in his work, and he said no, and just kind of moved on.
He was talking about the lighthouse he lived at,
and his
connection to seagulls and what they mean to him, and what he was working on next. And it was very seagull heavy.
It was a very interesting interview. Not one person commented on the fact that it wasn't actually Stephen King.
Yeah.
So that leads me to the question, Dawn. Did people think we were actually talking to Stephen King? Because nobody was like, haha, that's funny. You were talking. Do you want to just spill the beans?
I mean, that was a rookie from Garage Logic who's very good at pranking people. He pranked me on a podcast I used to do with Kenny called News from the Krabby Coffee Shop, RIP. And he convinced me that he had been abducted by aliens. Everybody else knew on that episode that it was just Rookie. And so for 30 minutes, I was listening to this story, and he was very elaborate. Once he got into talking about how...
He fooled you.
He sure did. That the aliens had implanted seeds in his nipples, and he was growing plants out of his nipples. Then I was like, what is this?
And then you realized it was Rookie.
Right,
well, we did a whole interview, an author interview, straight, just completely played it straight the entire segment. Not one person emailed to be like, what are you fools doing?
Yeah.
I did get a friend of mine text me and she said, wow, rough interview with that Stephen King. And I thought, I didn't get a chance to respond, but I thought, did she think we were really talking to Stephen King? So can you guys fess up? A, were you even listening? And B, did you think that was really Stephen King?
And if you didn't, did you just not think it was funny?
And so then you just like didn't tell us? I mean, we like to hear when things are funny.
Yeah, and it wasn't us being funny, it
so
was him.
One of two things is true, yeah. Dawn. Either no one was listening.
Nobody listened. Or
it just wasn't funny.
Yeah.
Or people thought it was Stephen King. I'm hoping it's the latter.
It was on March 1st and I couldn't find the audio right now. I wanted to play some of it and it just didn't happen. But we'll put it on our, with our regular podcast.
It's fine. You didn't miss anything. But I thought it was hilarious that we did an entire segment and nobody said anything. And it was like, we just said we were talking to Stephen King.
And Rookie just got weirder and weirder. It was really funny to me.
I thought it was hilarious the entire time. But I wonder if the Lori and Julia audience was just like, what are these fools up to?
Yeah.
I did get one message during the day. Now, I was already gone. And actually, Christina's reminding me about this because she did send me a text and said she texted me. And basically, I think she thought it was maybe me doing the impression.
She's
like, oh, this person said it was directly to me and said, oh, this sounds like somebody who's really good at impressions or something.
Oh.
And that was the only comment I remember getting.
Oh.
Yeah,
well,
she just emailed and said, I texted Mike, but he was gone. It was hysterical.
Nice.
Okay, good. And even if just one person was listening, that's all it means.
Okay, wow, you're being real kind. Oh, one person. There better be one more person listening than that.
If there's just one person in a room,
Does a tree even fall?
No. What did Lady Gaga used to say? If one person in a room is listening to you, people make fun of her about it. She tells this story. And they're, thank you, great. That's all that you need.
Okay, so Sarah just, Sarah just said, ha, I figured it was a spoof interview with Stephen King. I thought you maybe talked about it already, so I didn't want to be late to the game. The comments about birds mating were funny. Okay, you were listening, Sarah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Here's the real truth, dear audience. We were talking about this, and I was like, do you realize we've never talked about the fact that we did an entire interview with Stephen King, who wasn't Stephen King,
was
on
just
our show.
Another guy named Steve King.
Like, literally.
But even not that. But
Yeah. No, it was hilarious. Yeah. Anyway, so I'm glad we got that out. We were going to also talk about Wendy Williams quick. Do you want to talk about the story?
Yeah, sure. So if you watch the Lifetime show, it was something else. I mean, this was really heartbreaking at times. This was a Lifetime special, Where is Wendy Williams? The producers and the documentarians filmed her for a year, and it went from okay to worse and worse. And so they were highly criticized for maybe taking advantage of her or filming her in a state of distress, because it was revealed that she had a dementia diagnosis in the documentary. But they assured everybody, there's been some news that, so if you remember, a couple days before it aired, Wendy Williams guardian for her conservatorship, a woman named Sabrina, she filed documents saying, please don't let this air.
And Sabrina was the guardian.
Yes.
Is the guardian of Wendy Williams.
That you never see. You just know that one of her helpers is on the phone with her. But like, so they're saying, like, here's some documents that say she signed off on this, and she knew very well that we were filming Wendy for a whole year. Then she watched the trailer 2 days before, and she thought she looked bad. It was going to make her look bad, so she tried to get a court to pull it.
Yeah, so essentially, that's what we've come to learn, and I'm grateful, because I remember thinking when this all went down, there was a lot of confusion, like, oh, is this horrible? We shouldn't watch.
Yes.
You know, they're trying to stop this. But, like, I remember thinking at the time, wait a minute, because I don't think that, I mean, I know network television isn't always the most honest and upright, but what I do know is that they've got tons of lawyers, and they're not going to go forward with something that's going to put them in legal jeopardy.
Right.
And they're probably not going to go forward with something that can get stopped by a court. So it seemed like to me that whoever this, and also I had lots of questions about this Sabrina character at the time, because it was like, wait a minute, who is she and why does she seem to be the only person that's fighting this when Wendy's family and people around her are supportive of this thing?
And Wendy herself,
which, well, I don't know. That's less.
Yeah.
I'd be less more careful with that, because you don't know if she's kind of in the right frame of mind to do that. But yeah, to your point, all of these people were supporting this thing, and here's this one person. So I thought, well, okay, let's be careful. Well, now we come to find out that she is a questionable individual in terms of a guardian or a person who is responsible for the finances of someone who can't make decisions for themselves, as implemented by a giant multinational bank, which, by the way, has had lots of
other problems,
issues being upright and upstanding as the law is concerned. I was like, well, let's just take a deep breath. And now we see that this person, there was reason to be questioning of her. And it seems like this was a vanity move, this lawsuit, because she saw the writing on the wall that, oh, it's going to come out that. And by the way, it was her that announced the medical diagnosis.
Yes.
For years, nobody has, which I think was fine. Like, there's no obligation to tell people what's going on with Wendy Williams medically, right? Like, her medical records are her business.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, Sabrina is putting that forward and trying to stop this thing. And it just seemed like a move that was motivated, and now it appears to be so, motivated out of her own self-interest. To your point, perhaps it was her own image she was concerned more about than Wendy Williams herself.
Right. And Kevin Jr. in the documentary, that's Wendy's son, he does state the diagnosis. They ask him in the last episode, is what is going on? And he's like, she does have this certain type of dementia. So,
yeah.
But anyway.
So that was an update, because and the reason that we're talking about it today is because A&E specifically has count, like, they essentially are saying, this is why we went forward with this documentary. Mm-hmm. Here's the, you know, here's the response that we made to the court, that we had all of our ducks in a row, mm-hmm. that everybody was on board. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so reason to be suspicious further of this Sabrina person. And I hope that the powers that be are doing their due diligence to make sure that Wendy is not, that Wendy rather, let me be positive about it, that Wendy is being represented by the best possible people.
Right. Especially the state that she's in. So.
Yep. Well, that was a lot. We got to go. We'll be right back. And Mike's going to have all the dirt from Hollywood. Hey, my talkers. Bradley here for my good friends at Dakota Dental. I'm super excited to tell you that guess where I'm going to be tomorrow? I'm going to be raising money with my good friends at Dakota Dental, doing a polar plunge tomorrow afternoon, jumping in that cold water for a great cause with the team at Dakota Dental. That's the kind of team you're dealing with at Dakota Dental. Not only are they the best dentists in the Twin Cities, but they are also a team that gives back, a team that participates in their own community. And you can feel great going to Dakota Dental, not only because of their care, but the care that they provide to the community they are in. So make your appointment. Get that on the books. If you have put it off for a while, no judgment. There's no shame when you're sitting in that chair at Dakota Dental. You're just getting the best dental care in the Twin Cities. I know that because I'm a patient. Wish us luck tomorrow. DakotaDental.com. Tell them Bradley sent you.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
He has all the latest in entertainment from Hollywood and beyond. It's Mike with the Dirt Alert.
Let's talk about some sequels. We'll start with Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Mm. Made $4.7 million in previews last night.
Wow. Okay. That's not bad at all.
Comparatively speaking, yeah. Like Dune Part 2 did 12. So, you know, 50-ish percent of that, 45% of that. It's pretty darn good.
That is good.
People seem to be pretty excited about this another take on the franchise, and this one, though, I'm really leaning into the nostalgia with bringing all the characters back.
I actually got excited about it when I saw the trailer. What was I? Oh, it was Dune. Yeah, I was watching Dune, and this trailer came up, and I thought, that actually looks great. You know, some of the other ones, which I did not see, seemed to be more of a stretch.
Right. But this is the Ghostbusters everybody wants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's what everyone wanted Afterlife to be, and it just wasn't. That was the longtime sequel. By the way, audience score 86% right now for Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. I won't tell you the critic score, but that was never going to be good.
I mean,
it's 45.
We'll have to talk to Paul about that and see what he thought next week. Yeah.
Jack Black says he is ready for a sequel to School of Rock, but there's one little problem.
What?
You know who wrote the first School of Rock?
Mike White.
Yeah. That's the problem.
He's White Lotus.
Pretty freaking busy right now.
Oh.
And Jack Black literally said, I am ready to do it whenever he is. The problem is he is very much busy and focused on the TV show White Lotus. So when he's ready to go, I'll be ready to go.
Yeah. Things have moved on for him. But he is in it.
College of Rock.
There you go.
There you go.
What? Didn't he have a name for it? I thought it was, School of Rock 2 Electric Bugaboo.
Boogaloo.
Yeah. We found it. There you go. That's what he was referring to, of course.
Trade School of Rock?
Yeah, that could be.
Community College of Rock.
I like that.
And one more sequel to get to. Did you guys see the teaser trailer for Beetlejuice?
I did. Well, yeah. Not the trailer. I saw some photos of the cast, and I got real excited.
Yeah.
Cast photos are out. You can see those, and then they also released their first teaser trailer. Ooh. So it's not the full-blown trailer. There's really nothing to hear, so we won't play it, but definitely check it out. It's going to be hitting theaters September 6th, and a lot of people are pumped for it.
I also love the idea of calling the second movie Beetlejuice.
Yes.
It's clever.
It is.
Well, can you call the third then?
Exactly. Don't do it.
You can't. Don't say
Triple
it.
Triple B.
Nope. All right, Mike, thank you so much. Hey, you got any blind items today?
Oh, no. I'll find some.
What are we going to do?
I'll find some.
Can you just make some stuff up?
No, I can't do that. That's what everybody does.
Okay, anyway. You better show up on the other side of this, dear listeners, because we will have some juicy bits of gossip with the names left out. Blinded by the Item, our show within a show, just around the corner on My Talk 107.1. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain, and this is Blinded by the Item.
Blind items are celebrity gossip with the names left out.
Together, we'll play detective to figure out what the item is telling us about our favorite celebrity. Well, it looks like the producers of the Wendy Williams, Where is Wendy Williams documentary, they've let it be known that the, the name escapes me. What is it called when you're... handling somebody's finances.
The Guardian.
Thank you. Very easy word. That the Guardian knew very well, the Guardian that tried to stop the documentary from airing, this woman named Sabrina, she knew for a whole year that they were filming this.
Yeah, she had full awareness of what was going on, declined to participate, but let it proceed, obviously let Wendy participate. And then 5 seconds before airtime, she decided to spill the beans about A, Wendy's medical diagnosis, and B, attempt to stop the broadcast, as if indicating that something bad was about to happen.
Right.
When really the only thing bad that she thought was going to happen was her looking bad.
Which she does. So,
or at least like a lot more questions than answers,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. You're wondering, why did this happen? Who is this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably one of the biggest news items today.
Oh, yeah. Other than a disappearing princess.
Oh, sure.
Which, do you know what stage we're in right now with Kate Middleton?
Grief?
Well, maybe. But in terms of the news cycle,
no.
We now should feel bad. I've seen a bunch of people on social media trying to shame us for having questions.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So that's where we're at.
Yeah. Well, it's just a lot of emotions.
Have you met the internet? We got stuff to talk about.
That's right.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's not like Kate Middleton is somehow being harmed.
I don't think she is. I just think they're being extremely private about it.
Well, and poorly executing a communication strategy, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, if she's angry, I would hope that she is angry at the people responsible for putting her in this position.
Right, because we're not so concerned necessarily about what her medical procedure was.
None of my business.
We want to know why they screwed this up so bad.
Yeah, it's none of my business, and it's none of my business. But they made it our business.
Yeah, they handled it wrong.
No, I'm just saying that their communications people could have managed this crisis a little better.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish her all the best. I think we should send her a melon basket. You know that cute little thing they do now where they cut shapes out of melon?
Yeah, it's like a...
And then they dip some fruit in chocolate.
Uh-huh. It's like a fruit bouquet.
Nobody really do they like that?
Who?
Because sometimes the melon isn't as sweet as you want it to be.
Yeah.
I'd rather just have the chocolate.
There you go. Well, good luck to you. Kate, do you have any blind items?
Get that man a melon basket. Let's start it
just
off
trying
here.
To make people want your blind items as much as humanly possible, Mike, so that I will shut up about melon.
I think it worked. Let's move on and do our first blind item for today. This B-plus list actor / A-list celebrity is in rough shape yet again, even when a network is at his door ready to continue to finance a brutal project. He can't even get his life in order enough to actually do it.
A brutal project? Mm-hmm. What is that?
Is this something that would put him into extreme physical harm?
Nope.
Okay. brutal.
I mean, some might argue what he's...
Like in weight loss?
Nope, not really weight loss, no.
Or a role,
maybe? B-plus list actor. The role doesn't have to anything to do with
so
this
brutal,
shape.
Like, in terms of his person, like, his reputation?
Just that the project... The brutal, I think, is just saying that the project wasn't any good.
Oh.
And they're continuing to finance a project that's not any good.
That's crap. And a B-plus
list. So we got a B-plus list actor, but A-list celebrity is in rough shape yet again. Even when a network is at his door ready to continue to finance his brutal projects, he can't even get get his life in order enough to do it.
Okay, so we have to think, he said again. He can't get his life in order again.
Well, he's in rough shape yet again, and okay. Yes, also.
Yeah. Actor and celebrity.
Well, B-plus list actor, A-list celebrity.
Is it like a Charlie Sheen?
Nope.
Oh, that's a good guess.
But that's a really good guess.
Yeah.
Like a really good guess.
Okay, so you're being...
Maybe it is the... Maybe he's... it's right over the one that...
Maybe he's another generation's Charlie Sheen.
Oh. Oh. Harry Styles?
No, B-plus list actor, A-list... Well, that's actually... Yeah, B-plus list actor, A-list celebrity. He'd also be an A-plus list musician. But
yeah.
B-plus list actor, A-list celebrity.
Pete Davidson?
Oh, yes, because we just learned that... Okay, but I have questions. Fill in the blanks.
According to the blind items, and then we'll get to your questions, Pete Davidson is in rough shape yet again, even when a network, by the way, that network being NBC, is lined up at his door ready to finance Bupkis Part 2 or whatever it is. Season 2 has been renewed. He can't get his life in order enough to actually do the project.
Okay, so that answers my question, because the headline I saw, and I thought this was an interesting choice of words, Pete Davidson decides... not to do season 2 or some, the wording was such that it wasn't like a network was saying no, it was just Pete Davidson was like, no.
We found out
usually that never happens.
We found out that it has been approved. I mean, season 2 was renewed after the first season of this show, which of course has like Edie Falco in it. I think Danny DeVito was in it, a part of it. A lot of big name celebrities were in this project. It's been renewed, and he announced yesterday that he is not going to be pursuing it.
And maybe I read this wrong, but I heard that like the network and Lorne Michaels, who might have something to do with it as a producer, but they didn't even know. And he just said it. And so nobody was aware that he wasn't going to do it.
Yeah.
And then I immediately thought about the poor other cast members and crew.
I was going to say the people who's. Yeah. Now don't have a job for
it's
that
like,
season.
Oh, well, you know, I don't know if you should have announced that so they find out they need to find another gig real quick.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Mm. But it would be par for the course if we're going to believe this blind of the blinds. We've heard about Pete Davidson and the sort of chaos in his personal life.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it goes all the way. At the last minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And driving into the corners of homes.
There's that too.
With a teen girl inside.
Who's just minding her own business, but has now been traumatized for life.
Oh, boy.
She was inside the house, not inside the car.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
To put that out.
But remember the blind items? Sorry. About
well, there was something
going
else going on in the car, but that was with her of-age.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Age girl. Sorry, let's not confuse
I just
things.
Want to make sure
we don't want to make the blinds dirtier than they need to be.
All righty. Let's see if we can make them any dirtier with this next one here as we're running through the blind items today. The A-listers team knows that the relaunch is struggling due to his terrible image. Cue the stories about how great of a husband and father he is, because they are popping up everywhere.
Oh.
The A-listers team knows the relaunch is struggling due to his terrible image. Oh. Cue up the stories about how great of a husband and father he is, because they are popping up everywhere.
A-listers relaunch.
Okay. Great husband and father.
Mm-hmm.
A-listers
Justin
relaunch.
Timberlake?
Nailed it.
Oh
my gosh.
What? Quick and easy down and dirty one there, but according to it, Justin Timberlake's team knows that the relaunch and his new album and everything is struggling due to his terrible image. Now we're going to be basically inundated with stories about how great of a husband and a father he is.
Okay.
And it's already begun.
I was going to say that has begun, because remember there was all this like, Jessica Biel just raves about what an amazing dad Justin is, or some balderall.
Yesterday, OK Magazine, they've never been happier in their marriage together.
Yeah, okay.
Because he's away a lot and she's drinking coffee in the shower.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're trying real hard to sell that. I think that a lot of people misjudged, on his team anyway, judged the timing.
Yeah.
Misjudged the timing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Certainly.
For this comeback, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's do another one. You guys got that one nice and easy. Well done. Let's move on to this one. After a quick fling with the foreign-born A-list actress from a hit streamer, this longtime A-list musician has moved on to a younger woman in his own industry, but from the same country as the actress.
Oh,
okay.
That's a lot of movement.
After a quick fling with a foreign-born A-list actress from a hit streamer, this longtime A-list musician has moved on to a younger woman in his own industry, but from the same country as the actress.
Okay.
Foreign-born A-list actress would imply that he, the A-list musician, is not foreign-born.
Oh, that is correct.
But his ladies are...
Should we start, Bradley, trying to guess the country?
Sure.
Maybe, like, is it Australia? Okay. Is it England?
Oh, okay. So he's British American. Actress. Ladies are female.
Oh.
Ladies are female.
I'm sorry. Ladies are British. Females are British.
Yes.
Ladies are female.
All females are British. So who's British? We've got Florence Pugh. We've got Anya Taylor-Joy.
So she's an act. Oh yeah. Foreign born A-list actress. So an A-list Brit lady.
Emily Blunt.
What about, oh God.
So after a quick fling with a British-born A-list actress from a hit streamer, longtime A-list musician has moved on to a younger woman from that same country who's in his own industry.
Is the streamer Netflix? Max?
Apple TV Plus. Oh.
Okay, so is it like Game of Thorns, or not Game of Thorns? What's on...
Game of Thorns. Thorn Birds.
No.
That's an old...
Yeah, I know.
Apple TV Plus, there's The Morning Show. There's Lessons Shrinking. In Chemistry. Shrinking.
Oh, Ted Lasso.
Oh.
There we go. Hannah Montana.
Hannah Waddingham. Waddington.
After a quick fling with Hannah Waddingham, this longtime A-list musician has moved on to a younger woman in his own industry, but from the same country as the actress.
Okay, we've talked about this, have we not? That she had a fling?
Mm-hmm, I believe it was the Golden Globe.
Was it Lenny Kravitz?
Yes!
Oh, so now
we're looking for an A... So he's the A-list musician who had a quick fling, according to the Blind Items, with Hannah Waddingham, but now he has set his sights on a younger woman in his own industry, but also who's English.
FKA Twigs.
I think...
Lily Allen. Okay, because she's with David Harbour. Let's hope that's not... Okay.
Dua Lipa's not British, right?
Nope.
Rita Ora.
No, I think she's from New Zealand.
Okay. Because if you say Dua Lipa to me, I think Rita Ora. And Taika Waititi. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Who else? Was she a part of a girl group?
Just to be clear, Dua Lipa is Albanian and English, but she was born in the UK. So
oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, sorry, but no, also wrong. Not part of a girl group that I'm aware of, no.
Okay.
So it's probably Adele.
Nope.
Clearly it's Adele. Who else is she currently on the charts?
Currently I don't
have any pop.
I don't think
singer?
She currently is on the charts. Yes, she's a pop singer. Okay. Her biggest success came 10 years ago.
Oh geez. Okay. 10 Oof. Years ago.
But Oof. We recently found out that she is newly single.
What about, not Becky G.
Duffy.
Oh, gosh. Did she date Channing Tatum?
Oh, yeah.
I don't recall. Who was that?
Jessie J.
Nope.
Okay, shoot. I've run out of my British singers,
I know. I'm going to be like...
Yeah, when the lights turn on
Shirley
for you guys.
Bassey.
When the lights turn on for you guys, it's really going to burn.
Okay. So
oh.
Who's that?
You might need a miracle to get this one right, but when those lights turn on, it's going to burn. And
see, someone out there totally gets your hint. Mm-hmm. You don't understand that this brain.
You're just hanging on.
Oh.
All by myself.
All our musical references are 40 years old.
I know. That's what's sad.
Once you get it right, you guys are going to love me like you do.
Oh,
love me
shoot.
Like you do. Love me like you do. Who is that?
Oh, is that the tune?
Yeah.
Oh.
You know that song.
Lady Sovereign. That's a deep cut.
Love me like you do.
Oh, shoot.
We've got to the point where I have to give you initials. E.G.
Elizabeth.
Ellie.
Garrison.
No, Ellie. Yeah, she's blonde. Ellie
Goulding.
Yay!
We got there nicely done after a quick fling with Hannah Waddingham. It sounds like Lenny Kravitz has moved on to a younger woman in his own industry from the same country as the actress, that being Ellie Goulding. The two of them are, according to the blind items, a thing.
Okay, well, good luck.
Or they're just another fling. But she actually, we found out last month, has separated from her 4.5-year husband, Casper Jopling.
Oh, maybe that he found out that she had an affair with Ed Sheeran once.
She did?
That was one of the songs, yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Which song was it? One of his songs was about her cheating on him with, wasn't it a member of, was it one of the Jonas's?
Probably, because they're all dirty dogs.
I think it was a Jonas, I don't know.
I think
we're spreading fake information. I'll figure it out. This is the blind item segment. I think we have some fake information from time to time. Let's go ahead and do another one. You guys took some time on that one, but we got there, and that's the most important thing.
Yeah, I mean, literally, you gave it to us, but fine. We got it.
This Oscar winner doesn't mind dumping on a whole genre. They know that if the A-list actor is done, then so are they. Plus, this star also has already admitted they never really watched the movies anyway, so why does their opinion matter?
Ooh, you look like you know this.
He knows
Bradley.
It.
That's Gwyneth Paltrow. She was crapping on
That's the wrong one.
He's like, we'll just do another one.
Real good.
Yeah, that was her crapping on Marvel, basically. And any superhero.
How about
movie.
The A-list actor? She knows that if the A-list actor is done, then she's done as well.
What's his name?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just won the Oscar?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah. Yep. He, of course, was
Iron Man.
The Iron Man to
Pepper Potts.
To her Pepper Potts.
Yeah, she didn't even know that she was in Superman. Remember that?
Yep.
That's wild.
Yeah,
she's like, I was? Like, they had to tell her. And I actually think that's kind of precious.
You know, do you want to fill in the blind and... Then you did, but.
Yeah, I kind of did, but we will do it again here just to make it official. Gwyneth Paltrow doesn't mind dumping on the superhero genre. She knows that if Robert Downey Jr. is done, then so is she. Plus, the star never admitted that she never even watched the movies anyway, so why does her opinion really matter?
I mean, that's all true, and I think because it's Gwyneth, we were talking about this earlier, she just kind of makes you want to, like, argue with her. And that's a whole conversation as to why. But I think it's a legitimate conversation to say, because in her interview, it was the, I almost said wet ones. Hot ones. Because wet ones is like wet naps that you use when you eat chicken wings.
Yeah. Well, you're close because you do use wet ones.
I know. Anyway.
Hot wings.
Her conversation was basically like, how many original... And I think if you're a fan of those movies, and Mike, you certainly are probably the biggest of the three of us, but Dawn, I know you watch a lot of them too, and
yeah,
I like Superman.
Anything. Yeah.
Her criticism was like, how many original movies can you create in that genre before it gets to be a little much, like you're just making movies for the sake of filling movie theater seats?
Yeah, and making
money. I don't think that that's like the worst message, but it's the messenger, I think, that people have an issue with.
I know, and people have said that before. Like, it's not a new idea that she came up with.
Certainly.
It's like, a lot of people have been saying that, but because it's Gwyneth, people are like, you didn't even know you were in Spider-Man.
Well, I mean, it's a valid argument if you forgot that you were in a major motion picture.
Okay, by the way, the song Ed Sheeran wrote about Ellie Goulding breaking his heart, it's Niall Horan.
Another boy bander from that same time period. Oh, yes, yeah. Niall Horan from, of course, 1D is the one.
That's an incestuous business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he lays it out word for word in that song. Don't. Yeah. So,
do pop stars
don't mess with his heart.
Date non-pop stars? Who else are they going to write music about?
Ariana Grande dated a realtor and that didn't work out.
And a sponge.
Currently still is. All righty. Let's move on. Hollywood continues to reward terrible people. This former A-minus list actor is enjoying a career resurgence thanks to his new home-wrecking relationship.
Oh, gosh.
Hollywood continues to reward terrible people. This former A-minus list actor is enjoying a career resurgence thanks to his new home-wrecking relationship.
What A-lister's home-wrecking?
A-minus list. Former A-minus list.
And a career resurgence.
He's
so
enjoying a career resurgence right now.
He's a little, maybe a little bit older. He's not a young whippersnapper.
But he's in a home wrecker.
Or maybe his career just started pretty early.
Oh, like a child actor?
He was definitely a child actor.
Oh, is this a Disney or a Nickelodeon? Disney star.
He was
star.
In a Disney movie.
Okay.
At least
movie.
One.
Yep.
A Disney movie.
Gosh, that's a lot of people.
Not like Star Wars, because technically, it's a long story.
Who was Disney that kid movie? In the Jungle Book?
This is a live-action Disney movie.
Okay. Live-action Disney movie. Was Lion it Little King? Mermaid?
I don't think Mowgli is ruining any relationships recently. But
I know.
No, not Lion King, no.
Okay.
It wasn't a live-action remake.
It wasn't?
It's not a live-action remake.
Okay.
Oh, it's not a live-action.
It's a live-action movie.
Like
that's
Kirby
always
the
been
live-action.
Kirby the Love Bug.
Freaky Friday?
Nope. Good
mean
guesses,
Girls.
Though. Nope.
Oh.
Mean Girls, I don't think, was ever Disney, but yeah. He also then transitioned to a hit
from
TV
mountain?
Show.
Wow, and he's having a resurgence.
He's definitely somebody we have talked about.
Oh, did you just do a British accent?
Nope.
Okay.
I did not do a British accent, eh?
So he's Canadian.
Oh, he's Canadian. Ryan Reynolds. No.
I don't wait for my life to be over.
James Vanderbeek.
The other one.
No, from Dawson's
Joshua
Creek.
Jackson.
There you go. You guys got there. Joshua Jackson apparently continues to enjoy a career resurgence after his new home wrecking relationship has taken off. His name started to pop up in the headlines, and now the only headlines we're seeing with him is that he is in like new project after new project after new project, including the newest Ryan Murphy series called Dr. Odyssey, where he is going to be starring in that series.
What the heck is a Dr. Odyssey?
Can't remember the log line for this one. Let me find it here for
a
you.
A guy goes on a trip.
Yeah.
And gives physicals during the journey.
Oh my gosh.
I can't find it right now. I apologize.
It's probably based off the Iliad and the Odyssey.
Hmm.
Likely.
People could be like, did you know?
Homer.
Yeah.
Dr. Death he was doing as well. So he's into the doctor genre a lot, apparently.
Okay.
Doctor.
And Death.
Doctor.
So there you go. He's jumping back in and his career is continuing to see success. We also saw he's tied to another series. I can't remember it offhand, but he's got another big series that he's got coming up as well in the works.
All
good for him.
Let's do another quick one here. The PR rehab has begun for this B-plus list actor who was in everything a few years ago. The negativity has led to roles that are straight to streamers.
Oh, okay.
So a guy who's been in everything or was in everything a few years ago, now the negativity around something has led to roles that are straight to streamers.
The negativity around something that presumably he was involved in.
Correct, yes. But he's starting the PR rehab process.
Okay, so he was in a bunch of womp womps because his career was...
The Weeknd?
Nope.
Abel Tesfaye? Like
B-plus list actor who was in everything a couple of years ago.
It's not Army?
Nope. Not that big of a rehab situation. The PR rehab has begun for this B-plus list actor who was in everything a few years ago. The negativity has led to roles that are straight to streamers.
Oh, James Franco?
Nope.
Okay.
Not that aggressive of negativity,
okay.
I'll say as well.
Sure.
So it was just like, we don't like him.
He did something. Well, he did a couple of things, but he did something that... got him a lot of headlines.
Okay.
Got other people a lot of headlines.
Oh, is
now
this
he's apologetic.
The Flash?
Nope.
Okay.
The scandal was rooted in love.
Oh.
Oh.
like he was in love with a
anything for love.
Llama?
And he did. No, no.
He did do that. He cheated?
Nope.
Okay, he.
Well, unless you believe the other blind as we talked about this individual.
Oh.
He and somebody else got hitched.
He got married?
Mm-hmm.
We don't even know who it is. He got married?
B plus this actor who was in everything a few years ago.
Yeah.
Everything includes everything. White Lotus. Oh. It includes the show You. It includes Euphoria, I believe.
Yeah. Wait, not Jacob Elordi.
Nope. Maybe it wasn't Euphoria. I don't remember, but.
Oh, crud.
It's Lucas Gage.
Oh!
And he, of course, is just trying to rehab his image by saying he's sorry to Kim and Shania Twain. Yeah. And that didn't impress her much.
Right. That's cute. See what he did there, kids? Oh, that is a professional right there in the form of Mike Anger, the host of your favorite podcast, Blinded by the Item. We'll be back on Monday with a brand new crop of juicy bits of gossip with the names left out. Until then, have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday on
Blinded by the Item.
Bye.
It's fun.